This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Chazana and Xiao Ning. But let's turn our attention to the elements. So as the Year of the Water Tiger Fast approaches, we take a look at the Feng Shui Index released annually by the International Brokerage and Investment Group, CLSA. So this was first launched in 1992 as a Chinese New Year card. It's a light-hearted outlook for the Hong Kong market and has become a well-loved firm tradition.
So it's an easy-to-understand guide as to how the elements will dictate the ups and downs of the market. It also gives some career, health, wealth, and love advice based on your zodiac sign. So, is it a good year? For which of the 12 zodiac signs, and who will have the God of Fortune whisper in their ear?
Well, to find out, we speak to the CLSA Feng Shui Index wand bearer, Justin Chan, whose real day job, by the way, is the Hong Kong, China small and mid-cap analyst. Justin, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. So this Feng Shui Index is, of course, a tongue-in-cheek report, and it's not a real research piece, but it's a fun piece that everyone looks forward to every year. What do the elements tell us about what to expect from the Hang Seng Index in the Year of the Tiger?
Sure. Well, first, good morning, Xiaoning. I'm happy to be on the show. I would like to first wish everyone a prosperous and happy Chinese New Year in the Year of the Water Tiger. Well, to your question, right, looking at the Bazi, also known as a destiny chart, right, there is a lack of fire or metal in this year, which means that the Hang Seng Index will experience some ups and downs, mainly in the first half, though. However, the abundance of wood bodes well with the Hong Kong market, so the Hang Seng Index will gather speed after its lowest point in September and finish on a high note going into the new year.
Okay, and just looking broadly at the market, can you give us an idea in terms of what sectors will be favored this year, and does it shift from month to month?
Sure, that's a great question. Well, we think that water is the star of the year, especially in the first and the last quarter of the year. So that means that trade, shipping, and travel should do best in the Water Tiger year. Wood-related sectors such as education and clothing will find themselves freed from some of their constraints. Early in the year should be the best time for these businesses.
And similarly, what sectors should be avoided as the elements are not aligned for it?
Metal is entirely absent in the Bazi, so that brings challenge to its related industries, such as financial services or any business related to money. There is a short period after summer where metal-related stocks may perform decently. Also, fire-related industry like internet, technology, and utilities may lose some shine because it is also missing from the Bazi.
Now, your report also gives some advice in terms of, you know, where are the best spots I should kind of locate myself so that the God of Wealth will whisper to me. So from a feng shui perspective, tell us, where should I sit, Justin, or where should I sit to make the most money, actually?
Yeah, I'm sure that's a question on everyone's mind. So this prediction actually applies to not only your home, but your office or even property across a map, right? So the best direction this year is going to be northeast, followed by north, south, and southeast. While Tai Sui is at the northeast, right, the eight white star, which represents health, wealth, is also in this direction. So have a small or red piao in front of you, or as long as you don't dig in here, right, this direction will be well expected because the Grand Duke does not like to be annoyed, right? In the north, you have the one white star, which symbolizes luck, career, and relationships. The peach blossom star is also here, meaning that there will be good beginnings in romance and business. In the south, you have the nine purple star, so it brings joyous events and progress. In the southeast, you have the green four star, which is related to wood and knowledge. So that direction is the best for learning.
Okay, so those are the best spots. Where are the spots that should be avoided? And if one can't shift away from that, you know, how should they protect themselves from bad luck?
Yeah, we think the worst direction this year is the center. So you may want to avoid this direction because the ominous five yellow star sits here, which represents all kinds of misfortune. The five yellow stars element is Earth, and the center is also characterized by Earth. So there is too much Earth forces. So making use of metal objects to dissipate some of these overwhelming Earth forces would be a good start. Traditional hard construction with steel and iron will also help keep a balance.
Now, I think this is a question everybody's waiting for. You know, which zodiac signs will have a prosperous and good year of the tiger, Justin?
Sure. Horse, rabbit, goat, and pig will have the best years. Dragon and dog will unfortunately have the worst years, but everyone else, including tiger, will have fairly decent years. Our CLSA Feng Shui Guide actually includes predictions for every animal in the zodiac in detail, including health, wealth, love, and career fortune, and lucky color and objects. We also have celebrities' fortunes there. So this is all available on our Feng Shui mini site at clsa.com.
Okay. But for those that aren't going to have such a good year, so you mentioned dragon and I think one more zodiac sign. How can they augment their fortune? How can they prevent bad fortune from rain, or at least try to improve their luck a little bit this year?
Yeah. So for dog, right? I'm a dog myself, so I know this very well. Our Feng Shui Master's guide is to focus on your better qualities. So that means think critically, maintaining what's right and wrong. So that can help.
All right, Justin, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was CLSA Feng Shui Index Wand Bearer Justin Chan, whose real day job is the HK China Small and Mid-Cap Analyst, giving us a reading from the CLSA Feng Shui Index this year, what to expect depending on which zodiac sign you are.
Yeah, but honestly, it's a tongue-in-cheek report. Please don't take this seriously. They do this every year as a tradition, and it's just a fun thing to read. But it looks like it's not going to be such a good year for the dragon and for the dog, and because Justin himself is born in the year of the dog, his advice to augment your bad luck is to focus on your good qualities. Actually, it sounds like just general good advice to anyone.
It does. A lot of this is common sense advice, but you know, it's a fun thing to look into every year. I was pretty taken by the fact that he said the center is not a great position to be in this year. So maybe people, you should pick a side. Which side do you want to be on? Don't stay in the center, you know?
Yeah, and water-related sectors should do well. Education might do better. Clothing is another sector he says that will do well. Not so good is financial services, because metal is absent this year. Who knows?
Commodities prices are on a tear,
exactly,
though, aren't they?
Aluminium, nickel, copper all have been doing really well thanks to the electric vehicles and also chips using them. So I don't know. Who knows?
Well,
maybe
the
god
of
fortune will determine something else differently, right?
We'll find out next week when we enter the year of the tiger.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.